When I listen to the various candidates for governor, I'm reminded of a note Abraham Lincoln wrote to himself in 1864, at a point when the Civil War was going badly and he was waging a desperate struggle for re-election. It said, "For some days past, it seems that this administration probably will not be re-elected. Then it will be my duty to cooperate with the president-elect to save the Union. We must do this between Election Day and Inauguration Day, for he will have been elected on such grounds that he cannot possibly save the Union afterwards." What does that have to do with this year's race for governor? Simply this. I'm worried that whoever wins, and that's likely to be a Republican, will have done so by making promises that will ruin our state's ability to compete for the jobs of the 21st century. I'm saying that not based on personalities, but on their policies. I'm focusing on the Republicans, because polls for months have shown that all the main GOP contenders would beat either of the two Democrats. Naturally, this could change, but historical trends also indicate that a Republican victory is likely. So, here's the problem. Right now, the state doesn't have enough money to perform the functions we're used to, which include funding education and running the prisons, providing foster care and Medicaid, and fixing the roads. That's why they've been having trouble balancing the budget. Now, the GOP candidates all tell us they would cut taxes, balance the budget, lay off workers, and yet, somehow, do more for us. That sounds really good, until you remember what I learned in second grade, which was that 3 minus 2 does not make 5. Take Attorney General Mike Cox, who's leading in some polls. He would cut the Michigan business tax in half. Then he would roll back the income tax increase the legislature enacted in 2007. All told, he'd cut revenues by about $2 billion, which is about what it costs to run the prisons every year. Okay, so how does he pay the bills? I imagine that he isn't planning on closing the prisons and letting the felons go free. He talks about saving money by consolidating school bureaucracies and privatizing non-essential services. Good ideas, but they wouldn't save anything like the $2 billion he would give up. There is, of course, the rising tide lifts all boats theory, which says that if you cut taxes enough, you get so much new business, the state will be swimming in cash, even at a lower tax rate. But even if that were true, it would take years, and we don't live in the long run, we live now. Cox's plan would require massive cuts in important services the state provides. So, our schools and roads and bridges would start failing even faster. New businesses love lower taxes, but they're unlikely to move to a state where the infrastructure is falling apart. Like Lincoln's political opponent, Cox would have won leadership of the state by pledging decisions that would ruin it. That doesn't mean this will happen. Lincoln, by the way, got lucky. Things turned around, he won re-election easily, and the Union was saved. Michigan, too, needs saving right about now.